Hey, it's your favorite career coach, Crystal Williams, and you are now tuned in to the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I'm back in the Peculiar Palace on the mic again this week to not only empower and position you to be all you can be to thrive in your career, but to also give you peculiar strategies that infuse faith to accelerate in your 9-to-5 career journey. Let's jump into the episode. Good morning, and welcome to the Career Prosperity Prayer Call. Woo, y'all. How many of you all know that God is always going to win? I just want you to just think about that. Do you really know? Do you really believe that God is going to win? God is going to win, not necessarily you are going to win, but God is going to win when using you. When you say, God, use me. There's this song. It's a really old school gospel song. It's like, if you can use anything, Lord, you can use me. And let me tell you, those are some powerful words, because if you are truly not ready to be used by God, woo, y'all, don't say them words. Do not say them. But if you are not ready to be used by God, listen, that's a whole word. But they are powerful words, because when you are say that, you are literally surrendering all of you to God and saying, God, use me however you want to be used. Listen, that could be in any type of way. You have to be willing and able to say, God, anywhere you taking me, meaning like, if you tell me to go over here and teach this, if you tell me to go over there and start this business, if you tell me to go over here and move to be with this company or whatever, God, I'm going to do it, because I said those powerful words. If you can use anything, Lord, you can use me. Okay, so that wasn't even plan for me to say, but I felt that in my spirit this morning to say that little tidbit. But I just want to know, how many of y'all know that God is going to win? If you believe that God is going to get the glory all the time and God is going to win in this season, I need you to give God a hand clap of praise wherever you're at right now. If you're in your home, if you're in your bed, if you're driving down the street, clap your wheel, not your hand. But yes, we just want to give God glory this morning. Thank you for being the head of our life, the head of our households, the head of everything we got going on in life. Okay. And so thank you for joining in this morning. I just want to jump right into it, because y'all, listen, I'm going to tell you how I was reading my devotional last night and preparing and thinking about, you know, Lord, speak through me to speak to your people. That's always my prayer before these prayer calls. I want God to speak through me to speak to you all. Again, another way to allow God to use you, right? Another way to allow God to use you is just say, speak through me, Lord, to speak to your people. And this could be for a meeting or anything you may have in your career journey. Like, Lord, give me the words to articulate in this meeting. Lord, give me the words to articulate in this interview. Lord, give me the words to articulate to family members or to whomever in this very moment. And so that's, again, letting God and inviting God, literally inviting God to use you in that very moment, okay? In that very moment. And so going back to last night, the scripture that wrecked me was Isaiah 60, verse 1. And if you're not familiar with it, it says, and if you are, I'm going to remind you what it says. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. I'm going to say it again. It says, arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. And so I have to read a little bit of what the devotional was talking about. Okay, it says, ever feel like you're stumbling around in the dark, unsure of your path or purpose? Maybe the shadows of doubt or discouragement have dimmed your inner lights. But today, let's remember that we were never meant to live in darkness. So I just declare and decree right now, if you feel as though you're in darkness, let me tell you, we always have a light. The Lord, again, let God use you. Let God use you. When you allow God to use you, a light is going to shine through you. A light is going to shine through you because God is literally using you in whatever moment you're asking God to use you in. And so it goes on to talk about Isaiah 60 verse 1 is a powerful wake-up call, a reminder that the light of the world, Jesus Christ, has come to dispel the darkness or rid the darkness and ignite the flame within our souls. His glory shines upon us not because of who we are, but because of who he is. That line right there, I'm going to say that again. It says, his glory shines upon us not because of who we are, but because of who he is. And let me remind you of God, of who the God we serve is. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. He is Jehovah Jireh. Look, I could go on and on, but I'm trying to stay on task this morning, y'all. Trying to stay on task. And so I'm going to keep going on with the devotional. It says, when we allow his light to illuminate our lives, something beautiful happens. Something beautiful happens. And so a lot of times we don't always see the beauty in God using us, right? We may say, you can use anything, Lord, you can use me. Yes, they are powerful words. And so be ready for anything when you say those words. But it's something beautiful that happens when you allow God to use you. When you say, God, it doesn't look beautiful to me right now. But trust and believe, it will be beautiful. There is a testimony that is in the making. There is a testimony in the making. Listen, you got to go through the test, which it can be ugly. It could be ugly, but literally it is bringing or making a beautiful thing. It is making a beautiful thing. Think of it as God using you as his canvas. You know, it looked like paint on a canvas. It could just look like paint. But it looks like paint for now. And then as God uses you, it is making something so beautiful. Ooh, yes, it is making something so beautiful. So stay in it. If it looks ugly right now, it's okay. Just know because of the God you serve, it's going to be beautiful in the end. And so it goes on to also talk about we begin to see ourselves as he sees us. When we see the beautiful thing, we begin to see us through the lens of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And so let me break that down to you. I say this all the time. I say, God, allow us as in who you're, we that are listening to this, allow us to look with our spiritual eyes and not our carnal eyes. So when I say that, or when you hear that, that means to look at it from how God sees you, the beautiful thing. There's beauty in the pain. There's beauty in the struggle. There's beauty in the job loss. There's beauty. Ooh, there's beauty in the chaos you may be feeling in the job market, in your business, right? There's beauty in that. But we have to be mindful that we see and ask God to help me to see me as you see me. And so when we begin, going back to what the devotional states, is we begin to see ourselves as he sees us, beloved, valuable, and filled with potential. We discover a purpose that transcends our circumstances, a joy that outweighs our sorrows, and a hope that anchors us in the storms of life. And so today, embrace your God-given call to shine. God is calling you to shine. It's called, he wants you to allow him to use you. He wants to be able to use you. Will you allow him to? That's a question you all going to have to sit with this week. Will you allow God to use you so that your light, so that the light within you, his light can shine through you? And it says, step out of the shadows of fear and insecurity and trust that the glory of the Lord is rising upon you. You were created to be a light, and the world needs the unique glow that only you can bring. There's something special about each and every one of us. All of us have a unique glow within. And when you allow God to use you, listen, I love to, and you are literally operating in your gift, I love to call that the God glow. It's not me that you see, but it's literally God illuminating off of me, because I say, God, use me. Let your light shine through me, right? And so, y'all, the next part I'm about to read to you really wrecked me last night. And it says, what darkness or shadows am I currently facing that I need to rise above? I'm going to let that question sit with you all, because it's going to be different for everybody. And it wrecked me last night, because I was like, God, are there really darknesses and shadows I'm currently facing that I need to rise above to literally get to where you are trying to position me? And so I had to sit with that last night, and I was just thinking, I said, okay, clearly we're going to talk about this on the call this morning, because this isn't just for me, but it is for your people too. It is for your people too. And so that is part of your homework this week. I want you to sit with that question again. It says, what darkness or shadows am I currently facing that I need to rise above? That I need to rise above. And so I was thinking through, I said, okay, God, I want to break the scripture all the way down for them. And I'm talking about Isaiah 60 verse 1, which states again, arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. And so every time I kept reading it and rereading it, I kept getting, okay, so rise and shine. This is something that we say, rise and shine. You know, the sun is coming out, or it's time to get up. Rise and shine. It's time to get up. And so I literally went on Google and said, rise and shine. I just put that in. That's it. And then it came back to say, use to tell someone to wake up and get out of bed. Use to tell someone to wake up and get out of bed. I'm not just reading it like that just because, but I want for you to really get this, right? Rise and shine. It says use to tell someone to wake up and get out of Bed. All right. So this morning, I just declare and decree right now that you rise and shine and get out the bed of depression. I declare and decree right now that you rise and shine and get out of the bed of anxiety, get out of the bed of fear, get out of the bed of doubt, get out of the bed of loneliness, get out of the bed of lack, get out of the bed of insecurity, get out of the bed of negativity. Come on. I don't know about you all, but we got to rise and shine and get out of a lot of beds. I may have listed your bed that you need to get out of, or I may have not listed your bed that you need to get out of, but whatever your bed is, I just declare that you get rise and shine and get up out that bed. Let it be known. Let it be known that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Let it be known that we are rising and shining and letting God get the glory out of everything that we do. Let it be known that we are going to be letting our light shine so bright so that other men or other people around you will draw closer to God, period. Period, right? And so the number one strategy I want to leave with you all this morning, the number one strategy to get to step out of the shadows of fear and trust that the Lord is rising upon you, the number one strategy, you all, is to humble yourself, period. To humble yourself and ask yourself this simple question: will God get the glory out of this? Will God get the glory out of this idea? Will God get the glory out of this business? Will God get the glory out of this career transition? Will God get the glory out of it? Because at this point, I am rolling with God. I want the God glow to just illuminate off of me. Like, I want to do it for the glory of God, not the glory of me. I'm going to say that part again. I want to do it for the glory of God, not the glory of me. Meaning, I got to die to myself. I got to die to myself. I have to let everything that is a crystal, whatever I may think I got going on, whatever. And so whatever you think you got going on, you may think you big and bad and all of that. But let me tell you who bigger and badder. My Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, all day, every day. And so that's why we invite God to come into our lives and literally invite him to everything, in everything we got going on, big, small, medium, whatever. The scripture says, arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. And so, my friends, when you allow God to use you, when you allow God to use you in this season of your life and beyond, not just the season, but and beyond, you will not regret your next steps. Why? Because you are in assurance that God is literally pointing you in the right direction to go. And what did the song say? He always going to win. He always going to win. God is always going to win. And it may look ugly right now, but trust and believe, when God got his hands on it, there is beauty behind the struggle. There is beauty behind whatever you're going through right in this present moment. Okay? Whew. All right. I know that was a mouthful. I know I really pray that this penetrates your hearts. I really pray that the Lord shared, or you heard from the Lord this morning. And so we're going to go into this good word of prayer. Lord, Father God, I thank you. I thank you for your sons and your daughters under the sound of my voice. God, I thank you for their gifts, God. I ask that you continuously stir their gifts up right now. Stir our gifts up right now in this very moment, God. God, I ask that you allow us to be used by you. Allow us to be used by you. Wherever you say go, allow us to just be obedient and go. Whatever you say do, allow us to be obedient and just do it in the name of Jesus. God, obedience comes with courage. Yes, we know. But God, we ask that you give us the courage right now to execute on whatever it is that you have called us to do in this earthly realm. God, we thank you for a spirit of discipline as we pursue these things that you have called us to do, Lord. The spirit of discipline to do well in our jobs, the spirit of discipline to do well in our personal lives, in our businesses, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you. We thank you for coming to us, God. Thank you for being with us in every moment, in every situation. Yes, it may be ugly right now, but God, there is beauty behind the struggle. And we just stand firm on your word, God. We stand firm on your word that we are going to let your light shine. Let your light shine so bright so that others will see you and not just us. They will see you, Lord, and be drawn closer to you in the name of Jesus. God, I just declare and decree right now that we rise and shine above the depression, anxiety, fear, doubt, and lack that we may be feeling, God, in the name of Jesus. God, surround us with your positivity. Surround us with your love, your grace, your mercy. God, thank you. We just thank you in advance for where you're taking us. We thank you in advance for all that you have planned for us. Not that we have what we have planned for ourselves, but what you have planned for us. God, we just pray right now that your perfect will be done. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. All right, you all, go forth and conquer and have a wonderful and blessed work week. And I will catch you back up here next time. Thank you for joining me in the Peculiar Palace for another episode of the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I pray this episode empowered and inspired you to go forth and conquer your career journey. So I'll catch you here next time.